This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address two public rallies today in the poll-bound state of Jharkhand to garner support for the BJP candidates contesting the upcoming elections in the Garhwa and Chaibasa assembly segments. Jharkhand Unit BJP President and former Chief Minister Babulal Marandi said the Prime Minister will address the first public rally in Garhwa at around 11:30 a.m. and the other at around 3 p.m. in Chaibasa. These will be PM Modi's first ever election rallies in Jharkhand after the announcement of the two-phase assembly polls in the state scheduled to be held on November 13th and 20th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the decline in tuberculosis incidence is an outcome of India's dedicated and innovative efforts, commending the country's progress. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that through a collective spirit, the government will keep working towards a TB-free India. According to the World Health Organization, WHO, India has recorded a decline of 17.7% in TB incidence from 2015 to 2023. This rate is more than double the global decline of 8.3%. Sharing this information in a social media post yesterday, Health Minister J.P. Nadda emphasized that this acknowledgement reflects India's transformative approach to TB care and control. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said India has put in place a framework in which its relationship with Australia will grow further in times to come. He emphasized that the shift in the relationship between the two countries was not accomplished on autopilot, but rather through efforts, leadership, and ambition on both sides. Addressing the Indian diaspora at the University of Queensland in Brisbane, Australia, on the first leg of his two-nation tour last evening, Mr. Jayashankar said India is on a high growth trajectory and wants to grow with the world. The External Affairs Minister is on a five-day visit to Australia from yesterday. He will inaugurate the fourth India Consulate in Australia in Brisbane today. He will also co-chair the 15th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with his Australian counterpart Penny Wong in Canberra. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said if the BJP is voted to power in Jharkhand, the party will put all corrupt leaders in the state behind bars. Addressing an election rally at Simaria in Chatra, Mr. Shah said the BJP is not contesting elections just to remove Hemant Soren from power, but to bring a change in Jharkhand. Mr. Shah said it is time to oust the anti-Dalit, anti-tribal, anti-poor and anti-youth Hemant government from Jharkhand, which is fueling Naxalism for petty political gains. Mr. Shah added that the Prime Minister Modi-led centre will wipe out Naxalism from India by March 2026. As withdrawal of nominations for assembly polls in Maharashtra ends today, political parties are trying to pacify their rebel candidates. According to reports, around 36 candidates from the Mahayuti and 26 candidates from Mahavikas Agari have turned rebel. The candidates have filed nominations against each other and have created friendly contests among the allies in many constituencies. According to a list of voters released by Election Commission, more than 9 crore 70 lakh people, comprising of more than 5 crore males and 4.5 crore females, are eligible to exercise their franchise in the upcoming elections. India's Malvika Bansal lost the women's singles final at the Hilo Open 2024 badminton tournament in Saarbrücken, Germany yesterday. And in cricket, New Zealand defeat India by 25 runs in Mumbai Test, clinching the series 3-0. And that's the end of this news bulletin.